Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty University invokes religious freedom in this Title VII lawsuit at the Federal Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, this case, it's just absurd, actually, but it's truly a setup. I mean, this individual, a man, went to work at Liberty University, a Christian university with its Christian doctrine and mission, thinking he was going to switch on them and suddenly become a woman.
And in fact, the doctrinal statement is very precise and very clear, more detailed, more precise than most doctrinal statements anywhere.
Because, it's a Christian university.
Well, it specifically yeah. says that God created us in his image, yeah. male and female, that there are only two sexes, male and female, and that to identify as something other than the sex that God birthed you to be is a sin. So it's very, very specific. It's yes. not just some generic thing. It's very specific. And so when Jonathan Zinsky applied for a job, he had to see that. He saw their policies. He read it. He had to agree with it as a criteria to become an employee of Liberty University.
But knowing that he didn't agree with
it. But knowing that he didn't agree with it. Because he had already begun 4 months before he applied for this job, taking female hormones. He was on the road to going through this trajectory where he wanted to identify as a quote-unquote female. And he had already been taken as a male, female hormones, for 4 months. And then he comes to apply at Liberty. And then he reads the doctrinal statement that there is male and female, and that to identify with any sex other than how God birthed you is a sin. And he signs off on that. It's a fraud. It's an absolute intentional setup fraud.
Yeah, so I think he thought he was going to be the case that would change history for a Christian university to hire someone who is gender confused.
That's exactly right. And so he applies, Liberty hires him in the IT department. The IT people, I know how that works there because I was dean of Liberty University School of Law for nearly 9 years. And so you think of IT, well, they have a lot of interaction with staff and students. They come into the classrooms, they help the teacher, they help the students in the classrooms, they talk to students, they talk to faculty, they'll do that electronically, sometimes they'll do it in other ways. In person, you can go down to the IT help desk. There's a lot of interaction with the faculty, the students, and the staff with your IT people at Liberty University.
But regardless of the position, whether you do or don't have interaction, you're still violating the doctrinal statement of the university.
It's important also for the fact that he not only violated the statement, but every employee, particularly those that have interaction with other employees, and especially students, mm-hmm. This is a school. You're bringing students there. These are, you know, young people, 17, 18, 19 years of age, and sometimes different, even younger. And their parents are entrusting their children to go to your Christian
right.
school because they are expecting a Christian environment.
And he signed on the dotted line, I agree with this statement.
Yeah, and so he's interacting with these students, and then one day a student comes up to the IT help desk, and where's Jonathan? Oh, I'm Eleanor now. And now Eleanor looks like a woman, has, you know, taken female hormones and so forth. What does that do to the students? You know, here's the crazy thing, is that they argued that, well, Zinsky argues, well, he attends a church and they're, I won't say the denomination, but they are welcoming to people that are LGBTQ.
Let's just say they have a rainbow flag outside.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, okay, whatever. But that doesn't make any difference about Liberty University. It doesn't matter what he believes or what church he attends. What matters is the institution itself. The institution doesn't have to conform its religious beliefs to his religious beliefs.
Right.
But what he wanted to do is impose his views, his worldview on Liberty, and make Liberty change its views. So he comes in after the 90-day probation and tells Liberty, by the way, I want to change my name to Eleanor. I want to identify as female. I've been taking these female hormones. And they have a conversation with him. They remind him of the biblical doctrinal statement. He insists on his position, and so they terminate him. And then he files suit with the help of the ACLU. So now we just filed an amazing, very powerful brief at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. It's located in Richmond, Virginia. And this particular court will be hearing this case as the briefing continues, and then we'll set oral argument at some point later this year. But there are several different areas that clearly give Liberty the right to do what it needs to do. Title VII is the federal employment law case, and the federal employment law. And that's the law under which Zinsky is suing, saying that, well, they terminated him because of sex, because he's identifying as female. And no, they terminated him because of religion, because of the doctrinal statement says male and female, and you can't identify with something other than how God created you. It's based upon religion.
And the Religious Freedom Restoration Act protects Liberty University from liability under Title VII and protects it from federal employment laws that substantially burden its religious beliefs and employment requirements.
Yeah, so we're raising three things. Title VII exempts religious employers to operate according to their religious beliefs. Liberty should be free to do what it needs to do. First Amendment does the same thing. Mm-hmm. The First Amendment prohibits government from coming in to dictate and micromanage their doctrinal positions and religious requirements. And the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which is a federal law, also gives you that right as well. Now, the RFRA law is unique because there are court cases that say a private individual can raise a Title VII claim against a private individual, and the private defendant, i.e. Liberty, could raise it as a defense. But there's other cases that say, no, it's only if the EEOC files suit, and it's a government against a private, as opposed to a private against a private, which makes no sense. So there's a split in the circuit courts of appeal, which this is a case that could really have national precedence on so many different areas.
That could set it up to eventually go to the high court, don't you think?
All of these three sections, Title VII, mm-hmm. the First Amendment, and RFRA, all have unique aspects to this that I think means this case has a very high potential for the U.S. Supreme mm-hmm. Court. That's why there's a number of educational institutions, faith-based institutions, that are filing briefs in behalf or on behalf of Liberty University. I should say on the side of Liberty University, they're filing briefs that take our position that will argue that we have the right to manage our religious institution according to its doctrine. If Liberty loses here, if you have a single employee that can come to a Christian university with a specific doctrinal statement, impose their own worldview, and force that religious institution to conform to that singular employee's worldview, then religious freedom has no meaning anymore.
Excellent. I mean, all the organizations, Liberty Council, for example, it totally violates the Christian mission and doctrine of religious organizations to where they would be forced to hire whomever believes whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you could be forced to hire someone who's an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
You could be forced to hire someone that's just totally contrary to religious mission. So mm-hmm. this case has a very significant component to it. And that's why it has already caught the attention of a lot of Supreme Court watchers. They have been looking at this particular case as a high potential candidate. Once we finish the decision from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and obviously we want to win at the Fourth Circuit, but...
And we're asking the case to be dismissed.
Right. We're asking the court to dismiss it, to rule in favor of Liberty. But whether we win or whether we lose, we know this case is not going to just simply remain at the Court of Appeals. The next step after the Court of Appeals will obviously be a trip to the United States Supreme Court. So continue to pray for this case. It's a case that was set up intentionally by the ACLU and Jonathan Zinsky to take down one of the nation's largest Christian universities in America. And that would have devastating effects, not just for Liberty, but for all Christian organizations, educational institutions, and certainly for all religious employers. The implications go far beyond Liberty mm-hmm. University. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.